I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. On our next show, I'm joined by guests from the Athens-Clarke County Leisure Services Department, Mel Davis, Park Services Division Administrator, Myla Neal, Recreation Division Administrator, and Kathy Paget, Public Information Coordinator, fill us in on available activities and services.
Well, of course, summertime is our busiest time of year with camp, and I think people would be surprised to learn we have more than 6,000 summer camp slots. There are kids everywhere, and we're pretty much averaging around 750 children per week, and those are children as well as teens. You could be at Sandy Creek Nature Center, Bishop Park, the Tennis Center, the Skate Park, the Linden House, Memorial Park. I mean, Memorial Park sometimes has three camps going on at one time, zoo camp, theater camp, and then their day camp. So we are definitely in the camp business. We have award-winning camps. And also, we have the most diverse selection of summer camps in Northeast Georgia. And then our five pools and both of our splash pads are open. And I think people would probably be surprised to learn that since our Trail Creek Park splash pad opened at the beginning of the summer, they've already had 10,000 admissions. And it's $1 admission. You can't beat it. And if you're not sure what a splash pad is, imagine a playground with water. And while parents are there with their kids, they can step a few feet away and get in a workout. We have the outdoor fitness zone there. Centers are still open. The Linden House still has exhibitions. You know, if you're bored in Athens, it's because you're just sitting in your house. You're not taking advantage of all the wonderful things we have to offer.
We also discussed changes to the scholarship program and what residents need to know about those changes.
We changed some of the discount percentages so that the 100% discount is no longer in effect. We tightened up a little bit of the documentation. We were accepting, I think, about 15 different types of forms.
That's a lot of forms. Mm-hmm.
That makes it very confusing for parents to remember what we accept. So we tried to clean that up a little bit for residency. So the three things that we expect our parents to try to document for us is that they live in Clarke County, because the scholarship is only for Clarke County residents, that financially that they would qualify under the scholarship table, which is based on the federal poverty guidelines. And then the last thing is that their children are actually financially dependent on them.
And we find out about the latest developments regarding Bishop and Memorial Parks.
Memorial Park, you know, is one of our older parks, and it is one of those parks that's well loved by the entire community. And when you look back at the history, really, it got started in 1925 when the main building was dedicated, and then the 50s it served as a teen canteen, and then the zoo happened as well in the 50s. So there's been a lot of activity happening for a very long time in that park, but we haven't really been able to do a lot of upgrades at the park. So that's what these visioning sessions were about. It was an opportunity for the community to come out and talk to us about what do they love about Memorial Park, what would they like to see, and then what are some of the challenges they feel the park faces. And that helps inform us as we start to develop some different concepts that we could then share with the community and ask them, well, what do you think? Here's some of the things we heard, and here's how we've translated that.
We have information on those topics and many more on the upcoming show. Join me later today at 1 o'clock for the next Athens News Matters right here on WUGA.